Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Alrighty, here we are on a Wednesday morning, and we say not only good morning, and Happy New Year, but good morning, Happy New Year, and happy birthday to the mayor of Marysville, Wayne Pyden. Happy birthday, Mayor.
Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate that, but you forgot one thing to your lead-in here. You forgot to say the sun always shines in Marysville.
Well, we know that, and maybe that's where we all need to go, because we've been missing that sunshine lately for sure.
Oh, but it's always shining here, guaranteed.
Absolutely. So council had their first meeting of the new year on Monday. What's on the horizon for Marysville in 2021?
Well, one of the first things I'd like to bring up is it's been my goal since becoming mayor to have us review our city charter. The city charter was adopted back in 1965, and if my math is correct, we're 50 some years into it, and there has been some changes in the way we, let's say, do business. And I think it would behoove us to take a look at the charter and, in essence, bring it up to date, or is there some things we need to change, or however that works. So the process that we're going to follow is council Monday night received a copy of the charter as it was adopted back in 1965. We put a deadline of 60 days for us to review it, read it, jot down notes on things that should be changed or some way of looking at it as we're operating today. And after that review period, which brings us sometime into March, I'm going to say, let's say mid-March, we'll have a committee of the whole meeting with our attorney and collectively go over the ideas that other council members have about the charter. And then we'll get instructions from legal counsel, things that we may do as a council, enacting ordinances or whatever, or things that we might have to take before the voters to get their approval to make the particular changes. So once we collectively get our ideas together, we meet and then move forward to there. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure there's going to be interesting discussion on that.
Charter revisions are always interesting, complicated certainly, but interesting. What are some of the things in the Marysville City Charter, Mayor, that you would like to see changed?
Well, there has been talk before is the city manager has a limit of, let's say, $5,000, I believe, that he can undertake to do in projects or some initiative that can be taken almost immediately. I think in today's age, for instance, $5,000 is not a lot, and I think that should be increased. The talk of increase would go from 5 to 10. Myself, I think that should be a little bit, higher, that if something does come up, we need immediate action, the manager can take that particular action. I think the 10 were maybe in my mind, and there's something to discuss with council is to take a look at it maybe in maybe a 15 to 25,000 range. Another thing that I think is good for discussion is the term of the mayor. I believe the mayor should come in with a council so that 2 years to try to do something is really not a lot of time. I think you've got a year in which to everybody familiarize themselves on how we play in the sandbox together. so to speak. And I do think then there's only then 1 year left. If there's things that the mayor came in, ran for, that needs to be, you know, vetted, and that 1 year left doesn't provide a lot of time. So I think one of the things that I'm looking at, I will be advocating for, is the, you know, increased time for the mayor, so that there's more interaction between mayor and council, rather than 2 year term, you know, a 4 year term. I think that would be something that probably would have to go to the voters. Another thing that comes to mind is that we have titles in the charter for different positions. I question whether we still need quote unquote a treasurer, when in fact there's more reliance on our finance director. And I think that that term should be elaborated in the charter, where the finance director is the city treasurer, does other things in preparation, budget, etc. So I think like that position needs to be detailed more than it is, and by custom how we have been you know, acting in the past. I mean, these are just a couple of changes that you know, come to mind. Other things too, state law has preempted us on certain things. Like for years in the charter, it has, for you to work in Marysville, you have to live in Marysville. That's no longer applicable, and something that needs to be, you know, taken out, because there is a state law that employees do not have to live within our jurisdiction. So it's things like that we need to pick up on, and there may be more. It'd be interesting to see what council members have to say about it. And I do think it's a very good practice, is that once you're elected to office, and the document that you have to work under, and get, you know, become very, very familiar with it. I'm not advocating, I don't think anybody else is advocating a change in government. I think we're still looking at a city manager form of government. But I think there's things, oh, and I hate this word, but I got to use it. We need to tweak to reflect how we are operating now. And, of course, you have to get legal involved in it, because this is something that affects us all here in Marysville or elsewhere, where governance is by city charter.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with the mayor of Marysville, Wayne Pyden, I know that you're also looking at maybe some park improvements in the coming year, too.
Yes, an exciting one. It came about rather rapidly, and Stephanie, our recreation director, brought it to our attention. And what we're looking at is filing for a grant application to put in a outdoor fitness pad, which has equipment to do these different exercises. It'd be in the realm of 14 years old and up, and we're looking at to put that at Morton Park, which again, previous podcasts we have, our soccer field is there, we've got a trail that goes through the park. We also have the bike park. So this fits into there, but it's for adult fitness. And the other thing too, with what we've had everybody cooped up, so to speak, this is an opportunity to have fitness activities in the outdoors, which you can always, we've always had that. So we're trying to get wellness and healthness, you know, into our park system. The presentation we had Monday night, if you take a look, it's, let's say, a 30 by 30 concrete pad, and on this pad they have different equipment. Part of this also, this grant and this project, is there's an app, and a lot of people have phones and et cetera, that they can get on this app, and the app will tell them how to do these different exercises with the equipment that is placed on this pad. Mm-hmm. The equipment has a guarantee of some 25 years. This pad can be open 365 days a year. As a matter of fact, when Stephanie was down to one last week, Friday, down at Oakland University, there were people there, she explained to us, people there, you know, exercising. It was just a question of dusting off the snow. I would imagine if the snow got a little bit deeper and whatnot, it'd be a little more challenging. But, you know, people were outside doing, you know, healthness and wellness exercising. According to the people she spoke with at Oakland U, you know, they love it. There's others around the country in Michigan. We have some at other universities, and it would tie in good with our partnership with SC4. It could be a warm-up area for soccer players and other activities that we would have there. So it's a really, really good fit. It's kind of exciting. It's fast-paced in terms of the application, and hopefully it's something that we can do. And, of course, it wouldn't affect this year's budget. It would affect next year's budget, but it's monies that we can, as we do the budgeting for 2021-2022, we can put the monies in to complete this project. Really kind of excited, you know, about it. So we'll see.
Yeah. No, that's exciting indeed. Well, you may enjoy the sunshine there in Marysville. As you said, the sun is always shining, and especially on the mayor's birthday, it has to, right?
Well, thank you. And a couple things. I did get, as I call them, Spartan cupcakes, love raspberry, got a dozen of those, and they're oh my Lord, I mean, you couldn't eat them in hand. You had to put them on a plate.
Oh boy.
And eat them with a fork. I mean, they were filled with raspberry. And the other thing too, Paul, former Mayor Damon, I wish him well. Monday was his first day on the bench. I think judges get a week of training and education and imagine what they're supposed to do. But Monday was, you know, his first day on the bench, and I wish him well in his new career.
Absolutely. I will echo that as well. Mayor Pyden, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Again, happy birthday, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye now.